Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, it's time for Let's Get Stupid. It's a Friday. It's not snow globing here anymore.
It was like a half hour ago.
It's very pretty. Listen, before Let's Get Stupid, I am thrilled for the ground to freeze. Like, let's get that ground frozen for these dogs.
Yeah. I think it is frozen probably right now.
Good.
It was icy and like kind of, you know how like when you step on it, it almost kind of cracks a little bit? Well, like it's almost frozen?
As frozen as can be is what I need in my life. All right, let's get stupid. So I'm actually just, look this up. Division banners and all this. Here's the last MVP content you'll get for, I don't know, maybe not that long. Anyway, let's get stupid. Teams should hang MVP banners.
Absolutely not.
Why? I'm looking at the Detroit Lions NFC North Division Champion banner. There are 25% of the NFL wins its division.
Uh-huh.
Which is a massive scam that we've all just bought into. 25% of the league wins a division. These teams put up banners. You're telling me, I'm a sports team. I've had the best season a player had in the league that year. I can't put up a banner? I can't celebrate that and acknowledge it and put it to the history books? Hey, look at this. In 2024, our dude was the best. One of one. Not one of eight. The Bucks will hang a banner this year and then host a 14-win team. And they get a banner. Put up your banner.
Are all these teams putting those banners up? The Bills don't have division banners, do they? There's nowhere to put them, really.
No, that's right. The new stadium, I don't know if they'll have division banners.
On the overhang?
Maybe.
They could. I don't know if it'll block views, though, of people. Actually, probably wouldn't.
The Colts have AFC finalist.
No, they took that down.
They did take it down?
It was up for a while,
though. That's too bad they took it down.
Yeah, there was, what was it, 2008 or 2009 AFC finalist? Like, because they made the AFC championship game? Like, the Bills could theoretically put that up for 2020. Just because there are bad banners, though, doesn't mean that something that is maybe better is a good idea. You put banners up for Super Bowls. That's it. That's all you should do.
How about that the Denver Nuggets have a banner that just says Mo 432 for the number of wins a coach had?
My Denver Nuggets did that?
Yeah.
Doug, what's the banner?
Doug Moe's wins record.
Okay, they have for the like the most coaching wins, they have a banner?
Let me pull up the full story of this. The point is, you put up banners for whatever you want. At Madison Square Garden, Billy Joel has banners.
Yes, he does.
You could do what you want.
So? They have a... It's a tie.
Yeah.
The banner is like the tie with the number inside the tie.
Yep.
Nuggets, what are you doing? That's tough. You can't
Doug,
do that.
Doug Moe has a banner up. Douglas Moe.
Yikes.
He coached for the Nuggets for a long time.
If you are going to do this, whoever the first through the gates are is going to get mocked relentlessly, aren't they?
I don't know.
Maybe it depends. If you haven't won a championship, you'll get mocked for it. If the Chiefs did it with like Mahomes next year, then they'll be like,
"Well, this is
congrats."
You know. I like to bring this up all the time. When I went to Barcelona and toured the stadium, there was at the time a absolute shrine to a player on the team.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a list from CBS, the 10 most embarrassing banners in sports. You tell me if an MVP banner is better than all of these.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll start at the bottom. Number 10, most embarrassing banner in sports. The Tampa Bay Rays wild card banner. They made a wild card.
It's pretty embarrassing.
New Orleans Saints, first season sellout banner. They have a banner because they sold out their first ever season in 1967. How about the Montreal Canadiens have a banner of the Montreal Expos existence? It says Expos on it, 1969 to 2004 with the logo. That bad?
I don't know. Feels like a memorial.
How about the Seahawks, the number 12 jersey retired for the fans?
We have the number 12 on the wall.
That's true. How about the Miami Heat having a Dan Marino banner in their arena?
Don't they have a Michael Jordan jersey retirement?
That's number five.
Michael Jordan jersey is retired by the Heat.
Here's the picture. Their banners next to each other in the Miami Heat arena are Michael Jordan and Dan Marino.
I can't put a Josh Allen MVP banner up.
That's a tough, man. Those two next to each other.
Let's start it. Let's do it now.
Number four, the Washington Mystics of the WNBA have an attendance champions banner. Any sport doing attendance champions maybe would be tough. Regular season conference champion, San Jose Sharks.
That's not a thing.
Regular season conference champion.
I'm pretty sure
champion.
Nashville did that. They put up Western Conference regular season champions.
They're on here also.
Yes.
Also, Detroit has one.
A regular
Detroit having one is offensive because they have Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
Number two, New England 16-0 banner.
Come on!
That exists. Yikes. Yeah, the Patriots have a 16-0 banner. And then number one, even though it's down now, is the Colts AFC finalist banner. Okay, I would admit the MVP banner is better than probably every single one of those. Although I kind of like the Expos banner. The Heat should be ashamed of themselves. Marino and Jordan.
Isn't Wayne Gretzky's number retired in every arena? And does it hang? Did it used to hang in Arizona?
No. There's no banner. His number's retired, banners.
What's more absurd? Putting up an MVP banner or putting up the retired numbers of players from Winnipeg when you live in Arizona? Because, of course.
Well, that would be. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But then they didn't take them to Utah when they moved to Utah.
They just left them hanging in Arizona.
They threw them out.
No, well, they gave Shane Doan his.
Well,
remember,
somebody
like,
found
when he was
it.
Leaving the arena?
Somebody found
right.
it.
You're right. A fan found it like in the trash and gave it to Shane Doan. I forgot about that.
The Colts sent the AFC finalist banner to Barstool. They have that banner now. So it still exists.
Okay.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, this has been Let's Get Stupid.
You want MVP, Ben?
Just saying, why not?
I'm just saying, it's not bad. It's not terrible. If the Bills put up a Josh Allen MVP banner and didn't win the Super Bowl, they would be mocked relentlessly.
And if they don't put up an MVP banner and don't win the Super Bowl, what will happen? They will be mocked
by
the same people.
But not as much.
Oh, you are MVP. Congratulations. Printing it on felt makes it a greater offense. Is it felt? I don't know.
We make a lot of sarcastic Saber banners.
The Sabres have banners that have the slug on them.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
They have a slug banner up there.
There should be some slug representation up there. It was the last time they were good.
The Blue Jays have banners for wild card appearances.
Yeah, that's tough.
Kyle tweets in a picture.
That's tough.
There were wild card series they were a part of, and they did not win a single game in those series.
And,
that's on a banner.
Yeah, that's...
Wild card series?
What about the Sabres President's Trophy banner?
It's fine.
That's fine?
I mean, it's...
That's regular season champs. It's not conference regular season champs.
No, but half my point is one team gets to hang that. Only one team gets to claim that. A division, 25% of the league every single year.
Yeah.
I think that argument sells the MVP thing because only one team will get an MVP every year.
Right. So everybody, all those other teams, like, they're mocking you. They're jealous. Sorry, we got the one thing. I mean, the Super Bowl's the real big thing, but anyway.
I want to bet that the Capitals are going to put up a banner when Ovechkin breaks the record.
They should.
Yeah.
Yes, they should.
They should. He scored again last night, by the way.
This could go
three
further,
and
too,
four games since he returned from injury.
Whoever wins the MVP should get a patch, like the next season.
Like how they do Walter Payton Man of the Year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or like the golden helmet. Like, isn't that a thing over in like Finnish hockey, the leading
Swedish
goal
hockey?
Scorer?
Yep. Where's a yellow helmet, I believe? Or yellow jersey? That's the Tour de France. I don't know. I'm mixing it all up now. Well, this has been Let's Get Stupid, and all we're doing is delivering awesome ideas.
And also now, everyone's just sending in terrible banners. There's one in... I can't read this, though. I'll have to find a clearer picture. It looks like there's a bad banner that the Penguins hang. But I don't know. I can't read it.
It just says tanking.
Like Jager is on here. But it's like a stat. I don't know what it is. Anyways, I'll figure it out.
Oh, boy.
The in-season tournament banner champions? Or championship banner from the NBA in-season tournament?
That's right. The Lakers hung that. Yeah.
One that didn't make your list is... Minnesota, the Wild, raised a banner that said Wild fans with the one on it. Like, you know, you guys are number one.
That should have made it to the top 10.
The Carolina Hurricanes hung a banner for Eric Staal making an all-star game.
Oh! That's egregious. That's MVP, but worse. Right? Far worse. Imagine that. If the Sabres had like a Kyle Okposo all-star game banner in the arena.
All right.
This is all stupid within Let's Get Stupid. All of this.
We'll get a break in. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. Sal's in. He'll talk with Pat Hammer about, you know, the weather coming up. Not just this week in New England, but next week. The long-term forecast looks like it's pretty stable from Sunday to Saturday, and unless something comes in there, I mean, I'm looking at between 18 and 28 for the entire week of next week from Sunday to Saturday. So we'll see what Pat Hammer has to say. He'll also talk with Sean McDermott, see if anybody else gets ruled out for the game, any updates, injury report, all that good stuff.
One more real quick before we take a break. I got a clear picture of the Penguins one. The Penguins have an MVP banner, but it's got Lemieux. It's got five listed names on it. So it's like NHL MVPs. Here's the list of our guys. Lemieux won it three times, Jágr. They also have another, they have two other banners because I guess they need two for this. NHL scoring titles.
Okay, here we go.
So they have three banners that are committed to individual accolades.
The Bills can introduce their MVP banner, MVP's banner, Thurman Thomas, Josh Allen. Let's go.
All right.
Put it up. You want a banner for, sorry, you want a banner for receiving titles, or is it too soon for that one?
Not yet.
Too soon.
Let's wait 5 years.
Making sure.
It.